I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. While our eyes are on North Korea's nuclear reactors, NASA officials are looking up, way up. They're discussing sending nuclear reactors into space. The reactors could provide electricity for a moon base or provide the power to send people to Mars. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
NASA knows that when the words nuclear and space appear in the same sentence, people get nervous. A decade ago, when the agency was preparing to launch its Cassini probe to Saturn, it drew noisy protests and a lawsuit. Cassini carried 72 pounds of plutonium to generate heat and electricity. Engineers did lots of tests which indicated the radiation spread by any conceivable accident would be negligible. Opponents countered with a video called Nukes in Space. NASA manager Reed Wilcox says someone gave a copy to then-President Clinton while he was on vacation. It got passed down to NASA scientists with a presidential post-it note attached saying, "Are you sure this is safe?" Cassini made it to Saturn without any problems. Now NASA is talking about missions that would actually be powered by a small nuclear reactor. And reactors in space are likely to be as divisive as reactors on Earth. George Apostolakis is a professor of nuclear engineering at MIT and a member of the advisory panel.
I think it's more perceptions than real impact. The idea that something may re-enter the Earth's atmosphere and will disperse nuclear material, I don't think the citizens will accept that lightly.
That is one reason NASA is having these discussions in public view. This one, the first, took place at the University of Maryland. Admiral Craig Steidel is an associate administrator at NASA and is helping chair the panel. He said the advantages to using a nuclear reactor in space are obvious.
The power that is on the two rovers that are on Mars right now will run about two light bulbs. So that's about 120 watts. We hope to have power capabilities significantly higher than that to be able to run radar systems so that we can look underneath the surface so that we can perhaps go to Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter sometime, and see what's underneath that frozen ocean.
The rovers on Mars use solar panels to generate power. The sun there is about half as strong as it is on Earth. Way out at Jupiter, the sun is really faint, about 1/27th as strong. In short, electricity could be hard to come by without nuclear power. Engineers at the meeting also talked about using nuclear reactors for propulsion, as a way to send astronauts from Earth's orbit quickly over to Mars and eventually back home. Conventional rockets would require massive tanks of fuel. Leonard Dudzinski, an engineer at NASA, says using the energy trapped inside the nuclei of atoms gives you much better gas mileage.
We have examples of a 12-ounce size of fissionable material producing the same amount of energy as 50 space shuttle external tanks. That's energy. Now, the challenge is converting energy to thrust, which is what you need to do to propel the spacecraft to Mars.
The idea of using nuclear reactors in space is not new. In the 1960s, the U.S. built and tested nuclear engines for spacecraft. Engineers say more work needs to be done, and some needed test facilities now exist only abroad. Researchers also worry about what you might call the paperwork issue. Launching a nuclear reactor into space will require many agencies to cooperate: the Department of Energy, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NASA, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the White House. One scientist predicted, given a choice, project managers will want to avoid the headaches of trying to get a reactor into space. NASA's aiming for a demonstration project, maybe a nuclear-powered trip to a comet, in about a decade. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.